You know, if you caught the last episode, which if you haven't, go back and listen to that because it is genuinely one of my favorite episodes that I have done. And it's going to make this episode, this mini episode, make a lot more sense because we are building off of the last episode, which was about copper peptides. And this one specific molecule involved in how copper peptides actually repair the skin, I think it deserves its own conversation, especially in the acne community, because this is a direct factor on how our acne scars actually heal. Welcome back to Skincare Made Simple, the podcast where we make skincare, well, simple. I'm your host, Ella. I'm a licensed esthetician and acne specialist and fellow acne-prone girly myself. I have been there. I have dealt with it. It actually caused me to go back to school to be an esthetician because I could not figure it out myself. And estheticians and dermatologists just weren't working out for me personally. So I went back to school to figure out how to do it myself. And now I'm trying to help you figure it out as well because it does not need to be complicated. Life is complicated enough. Skincare shouldn't be. So let's dive into this molecule that completely dictates how our skin actually recovers after an injury. Now, I know you've heard a lot about collagen. You've probably heard a lot about peptides and growth factors that stimulate collagen, and we need to use vitamin C and we need to use retinoids. But nobody, and I mean almost nobody in the consumer skincare space, is talking about the protein that tells collagen what to do once it's made. And that gap in the conversation is actually kind of a big deal for acne-prone skin and something that I really hope will start to be talked about in the near future, especially as copper peptides gain popularity. Okay, now, first things first, what is decorin? It's a protein technically called a proteoglycan, which just means that it's a protein with a sugar chain attached to it. But what actually matters for the purpose of what it does is not what it's called. Decorin's job is to bind to collagen fibers and organize them. It literally wraps around collagen fibers and governs how they line up, how thick they grow, and when to stop forming. Like, the name is very literal here. It decorates collagen fibers. And that decorating function is what gives a skin its organized, structured, healthy. So scientists actually did an experiment where they bred mice that had no decorin at all, completely removed it from their genetics. And those mice were fine overall, they lived normally, but their skin was incredibly fragile. And when they looked at the collagen fibers under a microscope, the fibers were all over the place, different thicknesses, random directions, irregular shapes, basically just chaos. So you can think about collagen fibers like strands of spaghetti. Normally, decorin is what keeps them laying flat and parallel in the same direction, organized, structured, strong. Without decorin, those strands just clump together in random tangled bundles. They're still spaghetti, there's still plenty of it, but it's not doing the structural job that it's supposed to. And that disorganized collagen? That is what scar tissue looks like at a microscopic level. Not a collagen quantity problem, a collagen organization problem. Now let's talk about acne specifically, because this is where it gets really relevant to our conversation. So acne is not a clean, acute wound. It is a prolonged inflammatory event. And the larger and the deeper and more cystic the acne is, the more prolonged the inflammation event lasts. And that distinction matters enormously for how your skin heals or doesn't heal properly. And so here's what happens in a normal healing process when everything goes right. Your skin gets injured, your body sends the repair crew, the fibroblasts. Those are your collagen-producing worker cells. We covered them in the last episode. They lay down new collagen. Then decorin shows up, organizes everything into neat parallel pattern that matches the surrounding skin, tells the collagen when to stop forming, and you never even knew that there was a wound there. Seamless. Now here's what happens during an acne breakout. The inflammation is intense and prolonged, and when that happens, your skin releases what are called cytokines. Think of these as chemical messengers. When your skin gets inflamed, your cells send out these little chemical signals to coordinate that healing response. One of those messengers is called TGF-beta-1, and its specific job is to tell your fibroblasts to build more collagen and pull the wound closed, which is great in a normal acute wound. The problem with acne is that the inflammation keeps going and going and going, so the fibroblasts just keep getting the same message on repeat. Build, contract, build, contract, and nobody ever sends the, okay, we're done, stand down message. That's when the decorin is supposed to come in, because one of decorin's jobs is actually to neutralize that TGF-beta-1. Decorin binds to it and essentially mutes that overactive signal. It's supposed to be the thing that says, okay, that's enough collagen, stop now, let's organize what we have. But when inflammation is chronic, as it is with acne, decorin gets overwhelmed or it gets suppressed, and without decorin pumping the brakes on TGF-1-beta, things go wrong in one of two directions. We either have raised hypertrophic scars, which is when decorin cannot stop the TGF-beta-1. Fibroblasts keep proliferating and keep producing collagen. Too much collagen, no organization, no off switch. The collagen piles up randomly, fuses together in thick, disorganized bundles, and you get a raised scar. The stop building signal never arrived because the decorin wasn't there to deliver it. Or we get indented or atrophic scars. People also call these ice pick scars, box scars, rolling scars. And atrophic scars are a slightly different failure. Here, the inflammation was so intense, it destroyed more tissue than the repair process could replace. And the collagen that did get laid down during the repair process was disorganized. Without the decorin to guide the proper parallel alignment, it couldn't bridge that structural gap the way that healthy collagen would. The indentation is what's left when the scaffolding collapses instead of being rebuilt properly. Deeper inflammatory acne lesions tend to scar more severely, and part of the reason for that is that the deeper levels of the dermis actually have different decorin environments than the surface layers. Research actually shows that decorin expression is lower in the superficial dermis than in the deep dermis. So when a cystic lesion reaches down all the way into that deeper tissue, you're already in an area where the organizational capacity is more limited, which is part of why cystic acne leaves more significant scarring than surface-level breakouts. And yes, decorin still matters even if acne scarring is not your main concern, because it doesn't just deplete with age, it actually changes shape. And as we get older, parts of it get cut off, and those missing parts happen to be the exact parts needed to interact with collagen to organize them. Of course, right? So you can have decorin present in your skin and it still can't do its job because it's missing the piece it needs. This is part of why aging skin loses that organized, bouncy, structured quality even when collagen levels aren't dramatically depleted. You could have plenty of collagen, but without functional decorin to organize it, it just doesn't perform the way that young collagen does. It's just another layer of the aging story that almost never gets talked about in skincare, and I think it's actually a really important one. So now the practical part, can we actually influence decorin topically? The short answer, yes, but with some nuance. So we have copper peptides, GHKCU. If you caught the last episode, you already know this one, but a quick overview, GHKCU. Copper tripeptide 1, it directly stimulates decorin alongside collagen. This is part of why copper peptides don't just make more collagen, they make better, more organized collagen. Now, that decorin stimulation is built into the mechanism. This is your most evidence-backed option and why I talked about copper peptides being categorically different from signal peptides and neurotransmitter peptides and all the others, and it got its own episode. It's not just telling your skin to do more. It's providing the organizational tools for that building to actually happen with healthy skin. Now, copper peptides are not your only option, but they will be your easiest to find option and one of the most science-backed. However, there is also tripeptide 10 citrulline, which is also known as decorolin. And this is genuinely fascinating, though it is much harder to find in serums. Now, scientists actually identified the exact binding sites on decorin and the specific sequences that physically grab onto collagen fibrils and do the organizational work. And then they engineered a synthetic peptide that mimics just those binding sequences. It's called tripeptide 10 citrulline, and the trade name for it is decorinol. And so rather than stimulating your skin to produce more decorin, this ingredient essentially acts as a stand-in for the decorin function. It goes to the collagen fibrils, binds to them, and does the organizational work directly. A placebo-controlled study showed a 54% increase in skin suppleness after 28 days of use. And the mechanism makes sense. It's not a vague improves collagen claim. It's specifically targeting the organizational layer of collagen structure. Quality over quantity. Now, on the Inky list, you're looking for the tripeptide 10 citrulline, and it's starting to appear in more formulas. I'll be flagging it in the peptide database if you want to see which products actually using it at meaningful levels. Now, for acne-prone skin especially, this is a really compelling argument for why you should be using a copper peptide serum along with your retinoid. Not instead of your retinoid, in addition to your retinoid. But if you want to learn more about copper peptides, make sure you check out the last episode because we did a deep, deep dive of copper peptides. But honestly, I really think that everyone should be using a copper peptide serum at this point. But go and check out that last episode for more info there. So now to bring it all back home. Now, collagen is not just about the quantity. It's about the organization. Decorin is what creates that organization. And when acne disrupts it, you get scars. When age depletes it, you get that softness and loss of structure that no amount of collagen-stimulating serum can fully address on its own. Now, if you want to go deeper on building a routine that actually addresses all of this in the right order for your specific skin, that is exactly what my self-paced course is designed to do, which is also linked in the show notes along with the peptide database, which is the perfect resource for finding your perfect peptide product without all of the marketing noise and fluff. But as always, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for being the kind of person who actually wants to understand the skin rather than just throw products at it. That is what this podcast is about, and I hope you have a wonderful day, night, evening, life, everything, because you deserve it. And don't forget to reapply your sunscreen.